What's going on, good people? Learn As You Grow podcast, segment 4. It's the last segment. Came back from mandatory yard out. Psych. But that's one of the new shows we pushing. Along with incorrectly facilitated. If you want me to promote your spot, you local in the Philadelphia area, I have everybody. Ordering a plate. From here to Ohio State. Not for real though. Anybody want to place any ads, get with me. That was courteous. Put it in the link. Oh, I mispronounced the name. I need some water though. I had to draw it out. Finish up this segment real quick. So now we're gonna get back into it. Alright, this boy Joe Biden, man. Now, when I was in Annandale, I remember a song came on early in the morning. Miss Jones was doing her thing. And Jonesy in the morning, shout out Jonesy. MB was the DJ. And they were playing this song called Who Killed Hip Hop? Part 1 and 2. If you never heard it, It got a mean Marvin Gaye sample, so I'm not gonna play it and get this whole episode demonetized, because it's about a 2 hour episode I just pulled up. So, nah, I'm not gonna do that. But what you could do is you can go right over to YouTube and you can play it, and then you can come right back. Pause. Alright. Since you did that, I thought Joe could be one of the elder statesmen at some time, at some point. He retired, and he really retired. Took a real break with the podcasting. Very lucrative. Shout out to Rory and Mo. Shout out to Ish, Ice, Melissa, Flip, Les, and most importantly, Parks. All the young boys in the back. Ian, shout out to Ian. He ain't the young boy in the back, but pause. Shout out to Joe. When he went to Puffy's party and he was hype, who'd he go with? What chick was he with? No, no, no. You bring a chick like that around Smiley, like Diddy, you won't get a revolt deal too. Nah, that show was alright while it lasted, but we're fading off on this because I pretty much said what needed to be said. I just talked to Styles P on the DMs, and he just posted something about that. He ain't got no talk for hip-hop right now as far as people just waiting on distrust songs and all this craziness. All this real shit is going on, and I told him that's exactly what I didn't want to hear from him. I just posted in the segment before this, he's one of the ones that's very much needed. 50 Cent, very much needed. I mean, hey, he might do it in a funny way, he got it. Let it go. Pause the way he needs to secure the business. Secure the bag at the end of the day. And right now you can go donate, or you can go get some merch. Content by the Kilo .live. If you don't know. /tips. If you don't know, /merch. Or you can go to www.beaconsbeaconsai.ai/beats by the kilo. Or just go to youtube.com/@beats by the kilo. Skip all that. Just go to Google. Type in content by the kilo, beats by the kilo, the Learn as You Grow show. And my Corleone. I mean, I've been doing this since 2005. What can I say? Resume is kind of hefty. So, on that note, anybody need advertising, get with me. Sponsorship, get with me. Anything else? I remember I added it back in. All links. all links in the description. And on that note, I'm out. It's been a long day. Happy 420. You know. See, a lot of people think it's that easy to record these podcasts, and it's really not. It costs a lot of bread. As you've seen for the last 4 years, I've been leasing out a spot in at the Philadelphia Fashion District, and I've come to a dilemma in that whole situation, because for those of you that do know, Sean Diddy Combs was definitely, you know, accused of some things. Let's just say that. But he invested $2 million in the equity in the Rec Philly about a year and a half ago. It was big news at the time, of course. Who wouldn't want a mogul like that to be part of your business? But after these allegations, do I still want to give him my business? Now, they were supposed to open Rec Miami. They never opened it. Now, a month before, now we talking about a couple of hours. It costs a couple of hours to lease this out for the year. We ain't talking about no chump change. So a month before the lease was even up, they hit my debit card. We talking about a couple grand. Now, when you on a business budget and you just get hit with a two, they don't even tell you they about to hit you with this, and they're just trying to get some bread. And the crazy part is, yeah, I got the bread back from that, but it was right after my mother. She didn't even pass yet. She was still on life support. I'm telling them this is what I'm dealing with. So I still have 40 credits left. They want to cancel my membership and say I could sign back up. Cool. Where are my 40 credits at? They're gone. When I bought them 40 credits, they ain't no rollover credits. I paid out of cash money for them. Now, if I was different, I'd be different. But first of all, you got rapists as an equity owner. Let's talk about it. Just because he, listen, that company is called Sean Combs Global. I don't care if he resigned as the CEO. What does that mean? All that means is that he really did some shit that he got to cover up. That he's trying to lay low. And I don't really want to be associated with no rapist. I look at it like this. He wasn't found guilty in the court of law, but in public opinion, until he straightens it out, I don't want to be involved with you, playboy. And it'll be the same thing in the streets. I know somebody right now, as we speak, who got a scrape on they going to court for a scrape. I will not speak to that man. I know him my whole life. Even if he gets found not guilty, I still may not speak to him ever again. And I ain't trying to come at, hey, just because you a rat or a scrapist don't mean that you don't get it in. So, young bulls, stop running around talking about, Old head just came home, he ratted. Old head will lay you the fuck out, young boy. Just because he ratted don't mean he won't knock you the fuck out and do something to you. Always remember that. If it's not your business, stay out of it, young boys. Gunshots. Let me get a smack. See, a lot of people need to get smacked. It just happens sometimes. It's life. A lot of people ain't gonna wake up till they get smacked. And listen, when I tell you like this,
In no way in this earth would I be able to live with a rape in jail. And not that like I'm a jailbird ass dude, because I ain't been in jail or prison in a minute. And I plan on not going. Congratulations to me. I get off parole this week. It's 3 long years. That's why I've been laying low. But I say all that to say, I am not going to be labeled with this dude if he got all this going on. I'm not going to be giving them my bread anymore. So basically, I'm telling all you to let you know that I will be recording from different places. I will not be going back to Rec Philly. They will not get any of my business. Listen, if you're from the hood, they don't want you there. And I'm just going to be real. Unless you have some kind of value to bring to them. If you're from the hood and you got some type of, they'll let you. But don't look down on nobody. And Will, I remember the Joey's boy. Nobody don't even know his name. The other owner boy. I was about to. I'm bringing them customers. I'm in there. I'm giving a tour to my homies that's thinking about joining. This boy, I asked him like, "Yo, you got a minute to say what's up?" He said no. Now in the corporate world, you gotta like really analyze the situation and think it's the risk worth the reward. Because you know he's softer than the Smirnoff. And like, if Will, I don't even want to go there with you, but if, listen, any other place in life than where I'm at right now, is about to turn 39 years old, if you would have got me for 40 credits, fuck it. If you would have got me for 2 credits, I'd have went there and I would have got my money back somehow. I don't care if I'd have went up in the store and grabbed a pile of t-shirts and rolled, but I would have did something to get my money back. And I'm still thinking like that. Don't get it fucked up. See, what that whole situation needs to understand is that, shout out to Scarlett. I do mess with Scarlett. But I peeped your whole move. Well, you brought that girl in. She's supposed to be some type of fool organizer. She's your watcher. Come on, man. Who are you kidding? She don't play nan instrument. The hell she doing in the studio talking about she feeding people? Come on. I forgot what she had tried to feed me the one day. Man, I threw that shit in the trash so quick. What? She don't know how to cook. She is your watcher. You think people ain't hip to it. Everybody's hip to it. I don't feel comfortable reporting in there. Who feel comfortable knowing that they got cameras on them? And they're trying to record. They might be trying to hit some different harmonies. They don't know who the hell is watching them from where. Nah. Your best bet is to put them that 2,000 up and get your own studio equipment. Unless you want to use them as an address. And they don't even let everybody do that. I had to Debo my way and do that to use that 901 Market Street. I mean, if I'm leasing it, I at least deserve to use that as the address. But I say all that to say, I'm no longer part of RecPhilly.com. If you see it anywhere on any of my videos, exit out. They're bad money, no good business, and I don't deal with rapists. And that's. And let it be known, I was one of the first people to sign up before While they were still building the place, I'm talking about before they had the sheetrock up. Before Doherty and them came in to do the electric work. And this is what they do. A month before the lease is up, they try to hit me. Cool. Then there's allegations about your rapist, owner or co-owner who dropped out as a partner, but Sean Puck Holmes Global is still, come on, don't piss on me and tell me it's raining with. Something's going on. Rec Miami was supposed to open in December. Everything was supposed to be set up for the art gala. It's not. Like, what's going on? All you're doing is throwing these little parties where people can have one drink and you talk about the same stuff with the plans that you got. You're trying to bring people in. It's dead all the time. Well, it was a good idea while it lasted, brother. But you know why it's not going to succeed? Because of your attitude. That's why. Because of your customer service. You're so busy trying to get new customers that you forgot about your old customers that's really already spending bread with you. That's all I got for this podcast. It's just a message out to Rec Philly, Rec Miami, what they say, Rec Nashville, whatever you plan on building next. And this just had to be said. It's something that been on my heart as of I just don't deal with scrapers. And if you accuse of that, that's cool. I'm not gonna put that smut on your name. But what I will do, I'm gonna distance myself from you. Just the fact that you caught up in some shit like that, I'm good. Ain't never been on my jack. I've been real one all my life. Michael Patrick Perrin Jr. You go back. What number you want? What docket number? What number you? What you want? State number from which one? 1750 for Camden County. You get, man. You go. I give you my social. How about this? If anybody, and this for anybody, let's have a real paperwork party. Everybody's so gangster, right? Because I got my paperwork. I just fought a case 3 years ago, so I got my shit. So it's pretty much up to date, but we can go online and look at everything else. But I want to have a paperwork party with all the everybody gangster, right? Just make a video. I challenge all gangster rappers that you're too tough for TV and you do this, you do that. Post your paperwork. Let's see what you really did. Let's see if you got CVS stealing deodorant, retail thefts, or if you got homies. Let's see if you got ROBs, or if you got PCD, possession of controlled substance, you know? Now we back, man. And yeah, sometimes people just get me off my square with this, cause it's unfortunate that when you have 1 foot in the street and 1 foot in business, and you're trying to go all the way to business, and you have people that you know wouldn't do this to you in any other setting, and like, you gotta like chalk it up. Alright, I'm gonna chalk it up. But you know what? I'm smart enough and I'm brilliant enough to know that I'm gonna use that as a learning experience. It's cool. $200, 40 credits, 200. Keep that. Keep that as charity. But I will be the first one to DM you and laugh in your face when you go out of business. Mark my words. I was the first one to sign up before, and I will be the first one to laugh in your face because you don't know how to do customer service. How'd you burn your first member for 40 credits? It ain't even like, what are we talking about? And then you expect me to get re-up the lease with you? You know them credits that said they'll never expire. When I bought them, they said they never expire. So this is rectally in the hole. And I just heard a commercial on Power 99. They try on real, they go on the terrestrial radio to try to get people to sign up. It's getting bad, Will. Another boy, what's the George boy name? Who act like he's too good to talk to anybody. Remember you was all hype when Diddy put up that $2 million? What did you do for Diddy? Hey, Will. Yeah? What did you do with Diddy? Not you, baby. But let me find out. Well, remember you was partying with him? Yeah. How you really get that $2 million? How did he really get some equity? Did you party with him? Allegedly. I'm gone, man. He's a sucker. I say it to your face. I say it to anybody. I say it to your newborn. I say it to your spouse. I say it to your brother. I'm not going to disrespect your mother or your father, but I say it to your great grandpa. Spotify. Let's get on to them. Spotify, how are you counting these analytics? Every time you play one of my commercials, how much is it worth? What's the CPMs on one of my commercials? Why ain't I getting paid a direct rate? Why every time that we negotiate a new deal every 5 years over in Congress, why do you always hold it up? How come we're still owed money from 2012 that we didn't receive yet and we're still not talking about it? Where is this money? That's all I want to know. Because, don't get me wrong, I love dealing with Spotify. But if I'm going to have to go out there and get my own sponsors and do my own legwork, what do I need you for? I'm doing you a favor putting my content on your brand. This is what Joe Budden had the problem with y'all got. The same problem. This is why he's independent. The same problem. All I want to know is how much you get paid for them advertisements. You ain't got to tell me. But at least give me a, but at least keep the numbers right. There's no way that my last episode did 40,000. And I'm not even going to talk about the prices. But now they're talking about every view is a half a penny on Deezer. And they're saying that on Spotify, every view is 0.9. We'll just say a penny. So, YouTube, same thing. 2 million views over there. 40,000 just on the last episode. Come on, let's do this math. What about money? So that's why we need people to buy the merchandise. That's why we need people to donate. We see who listens and who don't. We got the analytics. Like, we see who listens. We see who subscribes. We see who don't. We see who spends money. We see who won't. Like I said, at least listen to the commercials. At least click the links in the bio. Hit up the sponsors. Like I said before, if you ain't got Robinhood, Sign up for it in the link below and we'll book you a free stock. Also, if you need any consultant tips with what's going on right now, you can check out, what's that? The last Patreon episode I did with as far as what's going on financially and with economics right now, as far as what's going on with Ukraine and us getting 1/3 of our wheat, grain, and oats from them, and China blocking off the Black Sea about 6 months ago, so nothing been coming across. So like, if you really want to know about what's going on in Taiwan, why they're hurrying up, they don't even care if Mexicans are building this Taiwan semiconductor. Well, they actually had two factories being built in Arizona. They don't care if illegal immigrants are working on it. They want these things built. That's how you know Israel. They don't even care. But for those that don't know, Taiwan is so important to us because of the semiconductors. And if you don't know what semiconductors do, just look around your room right now. And everything you're looking at has a semiconductor in it. If you want any of them tips, they cost money. I'm tired of giving away them type tips for free. And I see no money in there. I just don't sign up. So hit me up. You can email me at beatsbythekilophilly@gmail.com. And my Corleone SP at beatsbythekilo.com. Or you can just go to contentbythekilo.live. That's content with a K. You don't want to spray. Check us out. All platforms. Apple, Spotify, Deezer, YouTube. Oh, yeah. All of our content's on YouTube now. We uploaded all the Learning to Grow podcasts. And also, Hip Hop News from the Hood will be releasing episodes, small little tidbits, little 5 to 10 minute videos every other day now. That's how we're going to do it. And if you subscribe, you'll be able to get every day. So I think we got that at $5.99 a month. So for $5.99 a month, you get an extra 15 episodes a month. What are we talking about here? That's 15 hours of content. 5 hours. What are we talking about? On that note, I'm going to follow me at Beats by the Kilo on all social media platforms, or you can go to my Instagram at micorleonesp215. That's micorleonesp215. If you ain't here, if I spoke too fast, listen faster, and you'll be all right. It's the Learn As You Grow show. You know, it's your boy. Gunshots. Can I get some chairs? Where my applause at? Yeah. Do I have anything else? Oh, that Drake jump. Who heard that? Matter of fact, will we be able to play that shit? We be able to play that, John. I think we'll be able to play that. Alright. We might have to speed it up a little bit because of copyright reasons, but let's listen to that new Drake. He came at everybody. I think he threw shots at Ross, talking about Ross putting handcuffs. I mean, he really, really, really. I can't believe somebody from Toronto is running the rap game the way they are. It baffles me, but that's just me being like a hip hop type dude. Alright. Where you at, Drizzy? Shout out to everybody listening overseas. Shout out to all the truckers.
Shout out to all the Uber drivers, the Lyft drivers. Shout out to if you're still driving taxis. Shout out to all the delivery drivers. Everybody that listens. Damn, this joint's at 1 million views in 19 hours. Here we go. Push-ups, the boy Drake. Drop and give me 50. That's for this. Hey, yo, why he do this to Kendrick? Let's go. Alright, we gonna put it on 1.25. Alright. Had to play that back. We don't wanna get no copyright strikes. Yeah. Listen to this bar work. Gunshots. How you big? Hold up. He said, how you big stepping when you wear a size 7? God dang. That's some disrespectful shit. Your first number one I had to put it in your hand. What was Kendrick's first number one song? Yeah, I got a fucking problem. Yeah, Drake that gave that song. Why would Kendrick get this boy mad? We ain't even talking about Cole. He out the picture. He got SZA. You got to go pay his SZA for him. Gunshots. DJ Charlie, 20 hustles. Whoa. Came in Metro next to him. Didn't know. Oh, that's that Rick Ross. This. He said, I might take your latest girl and cuff her like I'm Ricky. Rosé, what you do to this man? So that means we ain't getting no more Drake Ross tracks? Oh, man, that's. It's about time rappers are doing what rappers do, though. We gotta run that back. Gunshots. Shout out Who Kid for the exclusive. DJ Charlie, 20 hustles.
Huh? Wow. What's that contract look like? Say it ain't so. Hold up. Just so we're aware of what he's talking about. Drake has a one-on-one deal. There is nobody in the industry who has a deal, record deal, like Drake with Apple. He can drop whenever he wants, how he wants, when he just, he can do whatever he wants. Kendrick is signed to Top Dawg, who's signed to Aftermath, and Dr. Dre, who's signed to Jimmy and Interscope. So that means before Kendrick even sees his check, it already went through four or five hands. They are not the same. Shout out OVO. 40, what up? You love that girl? Ha ha. Hey, Kendrick, tell me that you don't wear a size 7 in men's. You can't make no song called Big Steppin' if you wear a size 7, brother. You just can't. You just can't. You're not Big Steppin'. You half Steppin'. Where the Big Daddy can't. He said, I might take your latest girl and cuff her like I'm Ricky. Can't believe he jumping in, he damn near 50. They thought Drake was just sitting back, not about to respond. DJ Charlie 20 Hustles. The Learn As You Grow podcast. You know. He said, this ain't even all I know. Don't wake the demon up. What more does he know? You know, Drake could pull some shit out the stash on you quick. You know, everybody's in his DM. Oh, can is this? I got pictures of him doing Yeah. And Drake could put that bread up quick. You know he's a petty dude. We seen it before. J. Cole. I'm with somebody from North Carolina as we speak. And you make her feel bad that she's from North Carolina. How you make a diss song and respond and apologize the next day? That means they got on your ass and you ain't... You was a little scrappy. There's a way to do things and keep it hip hop. But when you cross certain lines, it's not hip hop no more. You cross certain lines. We thought you crossed them lines because you was ready to deal with the consequences and repercussions of what Kendrick, who takes a size 7 in men's. Imagine getting stomped in a size 7. Like, whatever. But, big step. So, that means that you let Kendrick big boy you. Now you won't perform the song. You're thinking about... You make North Carolina look soft. Ninth Wonder, what's up? North Carolina, Petey Pablo, where's Petey Pablo at? Somebody get Petey Pablo on the line ASAP. Fayetteville, man. I thought Fayette, nah. When you dropped that bomb, man, we thought you was going to do something. You seen Drake ain't even come in. He ain't even need to say nothing to you. You already embarrassed yourself. So I'm not even going to give your song no shine. And on that note, we out. It's the Learn As You Go podcast. That song right there is used under fair use. It is not played at the volume, at the speed that the copyright is under. So it's all under fair use. We're going to listen to it one more time as we go out. Give it one last jump. Shout out Who Kid G on it. For the exclusive. It's just dropped 19 hours ago. 2 million views on YouTube already. It's your boy M.I. Coleon. I'm out. You know.
Babe. Yo. Babe.